Hello, I'm Gary Sternberg with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General. I'm speaking with Craig Cruz and Maria Netelarue, both of whom are special agents with the EPA Office of Investigations. Today we will discuss an EPA OIG initiative to reemphasize and enhance its Victims Witness Assistance Program. The purpose of such a program is to better prepare investigators to help victims and witnesses navigate the often intimidating federal criminal justice system. Craig, can you provide some background on this topic?
Innocent people are victimized every day, and investigators rely on witnesses who put themselves out to help. The criminal justice system can take a toll on these folks. We want to better educate our investigator colleagues about how they can be of assistance to victims and witnesses of crimes. Many victims of crimes, as well as witnesses, are emotionally affected by their experiences and may continue to be affected for some time after the crime. Our goal with this effort is to make an even greater concerted effort to inform those individuals about services available to them and help connect them with useful resources. The needs of victims and witnesses too often become lost in the investigation, which in itself can be confusing. We are also doing our best to eliminate the intimidation factor.
Maria, why do you think such an effort is needed?
The EPA OIG is concerned about the problems often experienced by victims and witnesses of crime. We know that victims and witnesses may experience anger, frustration, fear, and uncertainties about the legal and administrative processes of investigations. While a criminal suspect has many rights under the law, victims and witnesses have rights as well. But it often may not seem like that to them. They deserve our support and sensitivity.
And what are some of those rights?
Well, at a basic level, victims and witnesses have a right to be treated with compassion, dignity, fairness, and respect. They have a right to be protected from the offender. They have a right to reasonable, accurate, and timely notice of any public court proceeding, and generally to be present and heard at such proceedings. They too have a right to proceedings free from unreasonable delay.
Do you have any examples of how the EPA OIG's investigators have been able to help victims?
Sure. I recall a case in which our investigators provided victims with information on court proceedings and the investigative process, assisted them with travel and lodging to attend those proceedings, and accompanied them to court. In another instance, while investigating an allegation of harassment, the investigating officer observed that the complainant was emotionally impacted by the circumstances of the investigation. That complainant had also mentioned being depressed. The complainant was referred to an employee assistance program for services immediately, making it possible for that person to obtain the support needed and return to a healthier work environment.
So, how can one find out what resources are available to assist victims and witnesses of crimes?
Internally, the EPA OIG is developing a brand new procedure for victims and witnesses that contains answers to questions that often surface during the investigation and provides them with a better understanding of how the justice system works. Externally, the U.S. Department of Justice has an excellent brochure available on information assistance for federal crime victims and witnesses at www.usdoj.gov/criminal/VNS. That's VNS as in Victor Nancy Sam. This brochure discusses the criminal justice process, victims' rights, the emotional impact of crime, what to do if someone threatens or harasses you, and what restitution and compensation is available. It's very informative.
Also, for EPA employees, if you are in need of support or assistance in dealing with your reactions to a crime, you can contact the EPA Employee Counseling and Assistance Program. The program is available at headquarters and each region. Both EPA headquarters and regions also have violence prevention coordinators. You can contact the investigator handling the case or the EPA OIG hotline for further details on the program.
Thank you so much, Craig and Maria, for your efforts to improve the EPA OIG's capabilities in this area. We hope this information was enlightening and will be helpful to both investigators and anyone who has been the recent victim of a crime or is planning to testify as a witness.